So yeah, Jordan, thank you. Thank you for joining us on the Cycling Central podcast. Tell us about your story. You're cycling, but your dream is to go to the Paralympics because you're cycling and you are also visually impaired.
Yeah, so when I was younger, I used to do mountain bike riding just for fun. Me and my dad and my brother would go mountain bike riding all together all around the Sunshine Coast. And then when I was 11, I had a massive stroke, and that's how I lost my eyesight.
Yeah.
When we moved to Brisbane, we got into tandem cycling, me and my dad, through an organisation called Sporting Wheelies, and one thing led to another.
Yeah. So who suggested it first?
It was actually my mum.
Okay.
And my dad.
Mum's no best.
No, but my dad was all, oh, no, I don't want to do it. Jordan will get lazy. I'll end up doing all the work, blah, blah, blah. And he's the lazy one now.
Yeah.
Before cycling, I think did you dabble into a bit of skiing as well or not?
Yeah. So, again, because of my mum, I actually went on a winter alpine ski camp for the Paralympics.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I fell in love with skiing.
So what do you love about cycling?
Honestly, it's the, this is going to sound weird, but it's, for me, it's kind of the freedom. It's the reminding myself of what I used to do before what happened to me.
Okay. And then, but in terms of sensation, what are your sensations when you're cycling?
I just feel unbelievable. I just feel on top of the world.
And in terms of the Brisbane Cycling Festival, the Brisbane cycling scene, I'm based in Melbourne, but cycling in Brisbane and in Queensland is huge. Yeah. Tell us about the community aspect of it.
Can my dad help me with that one?
Yeah, of course.
So, we actually fortunate enough to live beside one of the big cycling pathways here in Brisbane. The pathways are enormous. And so you can cycle anywhere from social cycling right through to racing. We belong to a cycling club.
Called Life Cycle.
And within that, we've actually got a huge contingent of para-athletes, largely blind and visually impaired para-athletes that we go out with on both social rides and training rides. And, George, you might, some of the places we go, we ride all over the place, don't we?
Okay.
We go anywhere from coffee rides, best thing under the sun, to full-blown training rides. George's strong enough that he climbs mountains on the tandem, which is a significant effort if ever you've been on one. Imagine on a bike, and then you've got to do that and push 170 kilos up a hill instead of maybe 80 kilos. So yeah, it is a big scene up here. And what's your favorite? What are you working for most, George?
I love track cycling, so the velodrome.
Okay, and then why more the velodrome than the road?
I don't know. I honestly think I'm suited better for it.
Yeah. Okay. What would be the ultimate dream for you? There's an Olympic dream ahead of you.
My ultimate dream is to one day represent Australia at the Paralympics for track.
And how far do you think you are from that?
A little way to go.
Yeah.
A little way to go. So, Jordan recently competed at the Queensland State Track Titles. But being a para athlete, you tend to cross over all different disciplines. Like, you're not just a track cyclist, you'll do some road and some time trial work. But his passion is track work. He's got big, powerful legs and he's just got to sustain it. So.
And in terms of comparison between cycling and skiing, what do you like the most, and what are the differences in the actual sport?
I love my cycling the most.
Yeah, it's hard to go skiing up here.
Yeah, for sure. And talk to me about the Festival of Cycling. What's going to happen to you at the Brisbane Festival of Cycling?
The Brisbane Cycling Festival's massive. If nothing else, we're going to go out and see the track events, to see the really elite guys compete at the national championships on the track. Look, there's the Tour de Brisbane there, which one day we'll get them to take on a tandem. We're going to go and see the Festival Village at the Brisbane showgrounds. There's a Brisbane Cycling Festival Village with lots of things, lots of activities going on. There's a lot of really great cyclists and world-class cyclists going to be around Brisbane, so we'll go and see that. It's just a great chance for everybody to be involved with the festival. You know, no matter what your cycling level is, no matter what your interest is, it's a great opportunity to see both the world's best and just to get out and get on your bike.
Who's your favourite cyclist? Who would you like to meet?
I'm not too sure if you've got a favourite. I don't know that I should say it. Robbie McEwen.
Yes, you do. You can. He's on SBS, so that's fine.
Yeah, Robbie McEwen, good one. A lot of the track cyclists, a lot of the big track cyclists are great guys to see in action, to see them pump out the power. But, yeah, Robbie McEwen stands out big time.
Okay, and what can we wish you for this year, Jordan?
Yeah, I've got the state crit titles coming up.
And you'll ride with Joris on that one. He's got a fantastic pilot coming up, a gentleman called Joris who pilots him at crit and outdoor rides. So he's got the state crit titles in April, and then there's a TT series, a road TT series coming up throughout the year. There's a big road classic that has a tandem race built into it, Lifecycle Classic, which is out in sort of out west of Brisbane. That'll be a great event, and he won that last year, so he's hoping to emulate the same result this time around. That's he won the para division, not the opens.
And in terms of the Paralympics, you said your dream is are the Paralympics. Tokyo, do you think you can make it for Tokyo or Paris?
Paris.
So yeah, I think it would be a big push to dream of Tokyo, but you know, para athletes have got a long lifespan, and so we've got time on our side, but to head to Paris and be brilliant if Brisbane is successful in being the front runner. Travel less distance to get to the Olympics when they're in their backyard.
Yeah, what did you think about when that was announced, actually? You know, when that news came in, Brisbane is looking good for the Olympics and the Paralympics at some point. Well, you must have been super pleased.
Oh, yeah, extremely.
I was super pleased, Chris, because it's less cost to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Is there anyone in the para cycling that you particularly like? Karen Cook?
Yeah. Cookie, she's brilliant. Michael Taylor, wheelchair, like a hand cyclist down in Victoria, is brilliant stuff. You know, Alex, Alex Walsh, another great hand cyclist. You know, they're all fantastic for Australia. We've got to ride with, or he meets up with the Australian squad occasionally. So it'd be great to see any of them out there.
Absolutely. Well, it was a real pleasure to have you on the podcast. Thank you for your time, Jordan, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.